You say that the idea of the paintbrush was in the air when this commission was first discussed.
Yeah.
You rejected the idea of a pencil. Were there any other objects that were discussed?
No, I don't remember any. It had to be something not too wide and something standing up, something which left space for people to move around it at the bottom. So that's the limited things very much. And, of course, it had to relate to the art around it. And there's something about a paintbrush. It's, very attractive and seductive. That was the natural choice.
Tell us a little bit about the process. I've heard that you don't paint from photographs. You don't paint from... Do you paint from objects? What's the starting point for something like the brush? Is it your own imagination, or have you got an object in front of you?
Well, it's usually some simple object that I've come across that fits the site. And that object is then transformed and tried in different ways and moved in different directions, suggesting perhaps other things and so on. It collects items from my imagination and unconscious and all that, so that in the end it's a container of feelings. Form is a very important thing. And even though I give it a name, such as paintbrush, that doesn't mean that that's all it's about. It's not a just an object. Because, I mean, there's a school of work in which you use the ready-made object, the object that's not transformed. And that's not what this is. This is an object which does become transformed by its circumstances, by its materials, and by my imagination. So it develops like that. And at some point, it succeeds. Or if it doesn't succeed, you put it aside and try something else. But I feel positive about this one. And I think it will be it has a living quality, which I like.
And at what point do you hand it over to a fabricator, or what size is it when you hand it over?
Well, the next step is to make a model that they can base drawings on, so they can continue on to fabrication. And that it means building a very specific model I call a fabrication model. And then it becomes drawn in scale and so on, and then it's translated into materials and so it goes on. Of course, I'm present at all of these things.
I'm just going to say, because the surface textures are clearly something that would be very important.
Oh, yeah.
No. I might not easily translate it in larger scale.
No, Kosha and I always stayed with the piece to the very end, and we watched over everything, and we just made absolutely sure that it looked exactly the way we wanted it to.
You mentioned your late wife, Kosha,
yeah.
Who died a year ago in January.
Yeah.
You talk about we still a lot.
Yeah, well,
is she still with you?
She's still with me, definitely. And this is the first piece actually made without her. And I think of her. And, of course, I'm used to saying we because it's a collaborative. It's always been that these large-scale projects for cities have always been collaborative in a sense. As I also suggested, it's not just me and Kosha. It's also the audience, to a certain extent, collaborates. And by giving you interpretations and so on. Kosha and I had decided back in 1976, just after the clothespin was put up, that we would devote ourselves entirely to this kind of work. In other words, we would avoid galleries and we would just do work on commission for cities so that they could be shared with other people. And we did that for some time, and then we finally...
More than 30 years.
Yeah, well, we sort of relaxed into a few gallery shows and so on. But the first 10 years or so, we were just... committed to that completely.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.